You are listening to the Delane MD podcast, the podcast for health professionals struggling to lose weight. If you are a physician, nurse, PA, or other clinician looking to permanently shed those pounds, stop overeating, feel better, and prevent disease, Dr. Vaughn offers practical strategies and tools to overcome the many challenges that undermine weight loss efforts. Now here's your host, Dr. Delane Vaughn.
Hello, welcome back to the Delane MD podcast. I'm glad to have everybody here. Everybody who's been enjoying these podcasts or my Facebook Lives, if you would be so kind as to leave me a rating or a review, I would greatly appreciate it. Today, we are going to be talking about the thought model. This is the first podcast in a series of four that's going to be talking about thoughts, how to kind of pick apart your thoughts, see the ones that aren't serving you, see why they're not serving you, see what results you're getting from them, kind of help you figure out why you're getting the results that you're getting, especially if you're not happy with the results you're getting. We're going to talk about thought downloads, which is basically journaling. I call it taking out the trash, but that's next week. We're going to talk about how to start developing intentional thoughts and how to kind of start moving towards thoughts that serve you, that get you the results that you want in life, because that's what we're here for, right? And then lastly, we're going to apply this thought business to goal setting a little bit. So those are the four podcasts that we're going to be working through over the next 4 weeks. So today, the thought model. Before we get started on that, I do want to remind everybody, April 16th, the Facebook Live that I typically do will be later than it usually is. It'll be around 7:30 instead of the 6:30 time frame that I typically do it. I have an event at my kids' school that I will be at, and then I'll come and we'll do Facebook Live. So I hope to see everybody there. And then the May 4th event, May the 4th be with you. Maybe next week I won't say that, but maybe I will. You can't tell. I'm doing a seminar. I am going to be covering the things we're eating, why we're eating it, what we should be eating, when we should be eating, kind of as a jumpstart to summer. You know, we're coming up against swimsuit season. I know a lot of folks find motivation from swimsuit season to start working on weight loss. And if it's something that you want to do and you want to do your weight loss for the last time this time, if this swimsuit season wants to be the last swimsuit season you're stressing out about, we're going to work on that. So that's what that seminar is going to be about. You will get the 90-minute seminar with me on Zoom. So it'll be live with me. You can ask questions. You can ask for coaching if you want coaching. You can see others, you know, how their questions are answered, coaching they receive. The program information will also be available to you, including worksheets that you can use to work through how you're going to do a protocol and work through your goals. So I'm really excited about that seminar. It's $20 for the seminar. It's going to be on a Saturday morning, 10 to 11:30. Easy to sign up. You can sit in your pajamas and hang out with me for 90 minutes and kind of get some ideas about how you want to get started. So I hope everybody signs up for that. I'd love to have everybody there. Okay, so today, the thought model. So the thought model is a coaching technique that was developed by one of my mentors. She developed this after many years of reading a lot of other people's work and kind of putting this all together, the culmination of many other people's work put into a functional framework that we can look at our thoughts and really evaluate them and how we're getting the results we're getting from the thoughts that we're thinking. So there are five parts to the thought model. The first part of the thought model is the circumstance. And a circumstance is going to be totally unemotive. It is going to be something that everyone in the world will look at in the same exact way. Okay, that's a circumstance. The next part is the thoughts that you have about the circumstance. And then the next part are the feelings that you have about the thoughts that you're having about that circumstance. The next part are the actions that are driven that you take from those feelings. And the last part, the fifth part of the thought model, is the results you get from the actions that you take. So we are going to work through a quick example. I love to use the example of the temperature outside because lots of people have different feelings about the temperature outside, right? So remember, your circumstance is going to be something that everybody agrees on. So when you're looking at the temperature outside, your circumstance is not going to be it's hot outside or it's cold outside. Everybody doesn't agree on that. Your circumstance is going to be it's 35 degrees outside. Everybody in the world can look at the thermometer and get the same reading, right? 35 degrees Fahrenheit. Your thought, then, is whatever your thought is about that circumstance. My thought about 35 degrees is that it's too cold outside. But that is not a fact that it's too cold outside. That is my thought. How I know the difference between my thought and the circumstance is, will everyone in the world look at it the same way? The reason that I know it's cold outside is not a fact, it's not a circumstance, is because not everybody looks at 35 degrees as cold. People who live in Canada probably look at that as pretty comfortable. Probably short weather to them. For me, no, it's cold. So the circumstance is 35 degrees. My thought is it's cold and miserable outside. My feeling is frustrated, maybe. Maybe my feeling is sick and tired. Maybe my feeling is imposed upon. So when I look outside and it's 35 degrees and my thought is it's cold and miserable outside and my feeling is miserable or frustrated, my action is then to stay inside where I don't have to get cold and I don't get to do anything fun, which then gives me the result of it's miserable, right? Here's the thing. Your thought will be about that neutral circumstance. Your feeling should be a one-word thing. It should not be two words. It should not be two different feelings. You also shouldn't have two different thoughts. Or you should not look at two different thoughts about the same circumstance. You can totally have as many thoughts as you want to about the circumstance. But you, when you're going through this thought model process and looking at it, you should only be looking at one thought and what one feeling it drives at a time, okay? So for me, it's cold and miserable outside. My feeling would be miserable. My action then would be whatever I'm doing when I'm feeling the feeling that's driven by that thought, right? So for me, when I think that it's cold and miserable outside and I'm feeling miserable, my action is to not go anywhere and to stay inside so I don't have to be cold. And then the result is that it's miserable. I'm not having any fun at all because I have to stay inside because I think it's cold and miserable outside. The result is always going to be one of three things. It's going to be a match to what your original thought is. It is going to be a reflection of yourself. So if you're working on a thought about somebody, say your neighbor is rude and parks her car in front of your house and you find that rude and your feeling is imposed upon and your action is to teach them a lesson and go park in front of their house, your result is you're reflecting being rude, right? You're being rude. You're getting that and you're reflecting those thoughts and feelings that you were having about your neighbor. And then the last thing that a result can be is more evidence of your original thought. My neighbor's being rude, I'm frustrated with them, and then your action is to see all of the times that they're rude, and you just keep ruminating in those thoughts about everything they do, and you point it out every single time. Of course, that just gives you the result that you have more evidence supporting evidence of your neighbor being rude. So I love using the temperature example because it's very, very neutral, right? Nobody gets mad. Oh, I get mad sometimes at the thermometer, but most people don't get mad about the thermometer and the temperature outside, right? Other things that are maybe a little more emotive. Okay, so another circumstance at work, maybe. My boss gave me a negative review because I missed a deadline. That review is written out. You can even say, my boss said that my work is slipping because I missed this deadline. You can even use the exact words that your boss said. That's a circumstance. Other people could have heard. Maybe he even wrote it down or she wrote it down in your review. It's very, very concrete, right? It's certainly objective. It can be proven. It's not just a thought. It's not just a feeling. You have a thought about what happened with your boss. My boss thinks I'm doing a bad job. My boss doesn't like me. My boss is upset with me. Those are all thoughts that you're having. Your feeling might be hurt, might be worried about your job, that you might lose your job. Your action, typically hurt and worry, drive things like avoidance, right? Most people, when they feel hurt because they feel like their boss doesn't like them, that doesn't really drive them to go out and do the best job that they can, right? They feel hurt. They feel like somebody's been mean to them. And then they want to avoid people being mean to them, so they avoid them. And what does that give the result? That gives you the result that all that you remember is that your boss was angry at you in that review, right? You never get around your boss. You avoid your boss. So you never get to see your boss acting in any other way than that last memory, that last thought of the boss. So this same scenario, I'm going to throw out a different thought model. So my boss wrote that I was late on a deadline and that he's worried my work is slipping on my review. That's a circumstance. It was written down. You can read it. You probably have a copy of it that you signed, right? Your thought, instead of thinking, my boss think I'm doing a bad job or my boss doesn't like me, your thought could be, my boss is really trying to make me the best employee I can be for him. That thought drives a feeling of determined, a feeling of, I want to be the best employee, right? I'm determined. I'm challenged to be better. It drives this feeling of being challenged. That drives an action of really showing up at work and trying to show your boss all of the great things you do. Looking for great things to do so you can give your boss evidence that you are the best employee you can be for them, right? That result then, again, is that you're giving your boss evidence that you're becoming a better employee, right? So you can see in this example where the same exact situation, the same exact circumstance, my boss wrote this on my evaluation, but your different thoughts give you totally different results, right? Results that can be amazing or results that kind of suck. So an example that's more food related, right? And some people have heard me say this scale example. A scale, you know how I feel about it. It's just a tool. Does nothing to you, can make you feel nothing, can make you believe nothing, can make you think nothing. It's just a tool. It measures your gravitational pull towards the earth. It measures it out in either weight, pounds or kilograms, right? The scale, you get on it, it reads 200 pounds. You could think, I'm a lard ass, I'm way too heavy. This is ridiculous, how did I ever get this heavy, right? You could have all these horrible thoughts. When did I let go of it? When did I let this happen to me? Why am I never going to get on top of it? Why am I never going to be able to be better than this? Which, by the way, when doing thought models, never let yourself put a question in the thought, okay? Instead of saying, why am I never going to get on top of this? Answer that. I'm never going to get on top of this because I don't believe I can. I'm never going to get on top of this because I've never done it before. Whatever that reason, the answer to why, I want you to write that in that thought line. So you're looking at the scale, it's 200 pounds. I'm way too heavy, this is ridiculous, might be your thought. Your feeling is disappointed maybe in yourself. Maybe it's disgust in yourself. Maybe it's inferior or failing. All of those thoughts can come, or all of those feelings can come from those thoughts. Your action, some people will avoid and never get back on the scale because they feel so crappy when they do. Some people will throw in the towel and be like, I'm never going to figure it out, so I might as well stop trying, and they eat whatever they want. What does that give you? That result, all of those results, are proof of what you just said. I'm never going to be able to do it. Proof of that original thought that you had. I'm never going to be able to do it. You will create evidence to support your thoughts. That's why thoughts are so important. That's why being intentional about your thoughts is so important, because you will create evidence to support them always, always. So here's the deal. 200 pounds. Maybe you think, God, I'm a fat ass. I'm a lard ass. I'm horrible. Somebody who is coming through 200 pounds down from 275, and they're just passing on through to their goal weight. Maybe they're coming down from 300 pounds, passing on through to their goal weight. They see 200 pounds as evidence that they are a badass. I lost 100 pounds. I'm amazing. I can do this. I've already done. Look at what I've already accomplished. Those are the thoughts they have about the same exact number on the scale. Same exact number. The number has nothing to do with any of it. Your thoughts have everything to do with it. That number means nothing. Your thoughts mean everything. So that person passing through 200 on the way to their goal weight, their thought is, look at what I have accomplished. I'm amazing. Their feeling is determined. Their feeling is proud. Their feeling is achievement. That drives the action of persisting with what they know works, continuing to tweak out where they need to, make changes where they need to, continuing to push forward, gets them to the results of, I'm amazing. I got to my goal weight. I have more evidence of how utterly amazing I am. So that's the deal. This is why thoughts are important. This is why this thought model and this thought work is so critical. So you guys can start working with thought models if you want to, looking at what your thoughts are that are running through your head over the next week. Any questions? You know, you guys, this is where people get a lot of questions. They like start emailing me saying, hey, but I did this. It didn't make sense to me. What am I missing? How am I doing this wrong? Send me your emails. I'm happy to answer. I'm happy to help out any way I can. So let me know what your thoughts are. Let me know if any of this doesn't make sense. I'm happy to go over it. And then if you come onto the Facebook Live this week, we can talk about anything then too. So, all right, guys, next week we're going to talk about journaling and thought downloading, or as I like to call it, taking out the trash. It's one of my favorite topics. And we'll start learning how to apply this thought model to that component of thought work. Okay, guys? And again, guys, this is what blows the doors off of your life. This work is what changes everything. I cannot stress it enough. This is the magic. This is what changes everything in your life. This is where you can get any result you'll ever want. All right, guys, have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to the Delane MD podcast. More podcasts are available at DelaneMD.com. If you're ready to permanently lose weight and prevent weight-related disease, contact Dr. Delane Vaughn by visiting DelaneMD.com or on Facebook at DelaneMD. Oh.